discussing some of the issues of the day and issues of the week. The Doug Steffen Way, Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer will join us later on. She was out late last night. That's a pretty... it's a pretty tough gig here. The West Coast time now is 3 o'clock, a little after 3 o'clock in the morning. Jennifer works all day. She and her father run the CRN digital operation. It's a radio slash television operation in Los Angeles. So she's involved in that during the regular business day. And there are a lot of things. You know how it is in business. You have to entertain the clients. You got to go with the customers. You got to be seen. So Jennifer has a lot of evening assignments. And as that happens, she may not get home until 9, 10 o'clock. And 3 o'clock rolls around pretty early. It does for those of us. I don't happen to be there right now, but I'll be back there next week. And so I'm normally up at 1 o'clock. And so I try to get to bed by 7, but sometimes it's 8 or 9. Thank heavens for naps. But Jennifer can't really take a nap because she's going to be there at 9 o'clock. Can she take advantage of her relationship with her father? I don't know. Take a look at those pictures that we have posted from when she and I and her father had a date last Sunday. We had, what, 3 or 4 pictures you posted at facebook.com/Good Day Show. Of us in hats. We went to a hat store. had a nice time. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media amongst many other responsibilities. And so we're going to travel into that world with a view toward what's happening with the Kremlin, with Crimea, the K's and the C's. They're big in that language. The Russian parliament says through its speaker that Russia will embrace a decision by the Crimeans to break away from the Ukrainians and become part of the Russian Federation. It's only a coincidence that as part of this turmoil and the focus on the Crimea, the rest of the Ukraine can go fly a kite as far as the Russians are concerned, because that was where Chernobyl was. There's still some question about how much of that stuff, how much of that land is co-opted by what happened after the radiation got loose. But down in the Crimea, beautiful resorts, lots of great farmland. So let's yank that away from Crimea, and we'll put it into our flower pot and see how it grows. That's pretty much what's going on, in case you hadn't looked to see what this part of the world looked like. So in the meantime, the West is all up in arms. Putin, you bastard, what are you doing? We're going to fix you, and we're going to help those poor Ukrainians. So our House of Representatives yesterday approved a $1 billion loan guarantee program for the Ukraine. For those of you who are, those Republicans, they'll fix the, they're not going to vote for that. The vote is 385-23. So I'm guessing there are a few Republicans who voted because they want to see the good guys win.
Yeah.
Right? Right. So, Kenny, what are folks that are listening to this program saying in terms of at least social expression, social media, Ukrainian up or down? Thumbs up, thumbs down, our involvement there. It's facebook.com/Good Day Show, by the way, and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Jay says, to see the actions of some of our politicians is appalling as the U.S. goes around the world droning any place we want and then calling out Russia for a peacekeeping action. Practice what you preach comes to mind.
Yeah, yes. Practice what you will. There would be some really good explanation for that, Kenny. He just didn't hear it. We haven't found it yet. But there's a very good explanation for that. All right, what else?
Joe says that Ukraine matters to him because what little is getting done in America has become even less now, and then sending U.S. money to other countries when it should be used here.
Uh-huh. A lot of people are making that argument. Not sure it's a bad argument, actually. Okay, what else?
Williams says, how can the president be upset over Russia? The president violates sovereignty when he sends drones into other countries and murders people.
Ah, the drone. The drone argument. That's there's lots of reasons to be upset. I think the drone, the whole drone thing, although we're not going to be able to do much about it. And then maybe when I, as I'm saying that, I'm choking on those words. Because I criticize people for saying, oh, well, what are you going to do? What can we do about it? This is supposed to be our country. So we take it back in some way, shape, or form. Are we going to do it with some of the politicians that appeared at the CPAC convention this week? Not sure what universal appeal they have. However, stranger things have happened. And there are very strange things happening there.
That's for sure.
There's a strange... One of the radio hosts that we listened to said that the CPAC thing was a waste of time. Which I've thought that for a long time. I remember going and broadcasting from a CPAC convention once, and I thought I had gone to visit an episode in real life of Looney Tunes. The people who go these hard, and by the way, I'd say the same thing about extremists on the left. The CPAC people, Richie doesn't agree with me. He doesn't think they're extremists at all. But that's because the extremists have now become members of the Tea Party, and so that's where most of the extremists go. There are level degrees of extremism. There are the people who are extreme, the people who are pretty extreme, the people who are very extreme, and then there are some of the people in the Tea Party. Think I'll get some response to that, Ken? Why not? 888-302-3684. I'm not much for talking about politics. I do want to talk about a bill that's on the table of Congressman Dave Reichert, which I think has some merit to ban the use of welfare benefit cards at stores that sell marijuana. We'll talk about that in a minute here on Good Day. Meanwhile, let's talk about your hair. Is it thinning? Looking in the mirror this morning and not liking what you see? If that's the case, please listen to the next 60 seconds carefully on the Good Day program. I want to tell you about Provia. P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia. You can almost sing that, right? Provia. Provia. I just found a tool called Provia. Provia is such... I could probably keep going, but you might like me to tell you the story rather than sing it, right? This is a natural hair thinning treatment. By the way, you ever get comments on Facebook or Twitter about my singing, Ken?
I have not asked. I could if you'd like.
It's okay. Sorry. Save it for later. Anyway, Provia is proven to work on the main causes of your hair thinning. You got pores on your hair, through which, the same as on your arms, they'll have placed your body where hair comes out. Look at those little pores, little holes in the skin. Hair comes out of that. Well, it doesn't in your hair if you've used cheap shampoos that plugs up all the pores, so the hair can't grow. Got to cleanse the pores. That's what Provia does. The hair follicles underneath the skin start to grow up again, and you got your hair back. Pretty simple. Say goodbye to the loss of hair and hello to new hair. Right now, when you order Provia, you'll get a brand new Provia Super Concentrate Lotion for more noticeable results. 800-525-8319. Write the number down, or better yet, operators, as they say, are standing by. 800-525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping free. As you're mentioning Doug Steffen, that'll get you through the door anyway. 800-525-8319 for your hair back again the natural way, Provia. 800-525-8319.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store and at staples.com through 3/15/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
If you have nasal congestion, get powerful relief. Afrin No Drip starts working in just seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Please use it as directed. I think this time of year, people begin, is there a difference between the colds and flu of the winter season and the sort of spring colds and allergies that begin to pop up as we go, although spring is a little late this year in the mid-south. You look at some of the storms. Actually, another storm headed in that direction now. I don't know if you looked at the maps or you've heard the conversation, but there's a storm, excuse me, that is brewing, and it's headed toward the Carolinas, whether it's rain or it's snow, and I'm not sure it's going to be snow, but it'll be rain, but it'll move up the coast and make a mess of the sea lanes. Looks like it's going to stay a little east of actually land, but planes that are out in that area or ships and stuff, well, they send the plane somewhere else. If you're in a ship, it's pretty hard to move too fast to get out of the way of whatever weather there is, so it's really interesting. I haven't paid much attention to ships, excuse me, until seeing Captain Phillips last week. And for some reason or other, almost every day this week, I've read something or seen something about shipping, commercial shipping lanes, and how many ships there are out in the oceans. It's amazing. Thousands. Do you know that? Thousands of ships all over the planet carrying goods everywhere. Thousands of them all over the place. I think it's a very interesting part of commerce. 21 after on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Money. I've heard it costs $185,000 to get onto American Idol to sing a new song. Now, one wonders if they extend that courtesy to their former winners, like Phil Phillips, who was on American Idol last night singing his new single. This is an Irish band called Codaline singing All I Want. My guess is they paid to be on. Would you say, Kenny? I don't know.
I would think so.
Is this a big... I don't know this band. Do you know anything about them?
I hadn't heard of them before.
Yeah, all right. Let's see if we like what they have to sing. All I Want is the name of the song. Crank it up, Michael. From American Idol last night. Sounds a little like Moody Blues. Okay. Last night, Doug Steffens, good day with the late night talk host now in our focus, starting with Conan O'Brien.
There's a new app that's available. You guys, you love your apps. We all love our apps. There's a new... That's good enough. There's a new app. I think three woos gives me the right legally to proceed. There's a new app that will help you find the nearest bathroom. Yeah. It's called the Starbucks app.
A big day for Republicans. They came from all over the country to Washington, D.C. today for the start of the Conservative Political Action Conference, otherwise known as Khakipalooza. This is great. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell kicked off the conference. This is true. He walked on stage with a rifle while Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer played in the background. Then his wife was like, no more NyQuil for you, mister.
Out-of-towners, I don't know if this will affect you, but here in New York City, we have a new mayor. What's the guy's name?
Bill de Blasio.
Bill de Blasio.
Yes.
Cracking down on the double parking. Cracking down on double. He's serious. He's not going to be pushed around. He said it's way too long. It's overdue. I'm taking care of business on double parking. Great. No word yet on murder. But double parking.
Yeah, that is...
You guys like Pope Francis? Any Pope Francis fans out there? Well, that's not surprising. Your reaction is not surprising because a new poll shows that American Catholics have become more excited about their faith thanks to Pope Francis, who has a favorability rating of 85%. And to give you an idea of just how impressive that is, Jesus is only at 81%.
Good for him. Speaking of percentages, how'd you like to boost your happiness by 25%?
Sure.
It's a study this week on gratitude. The team of researchers split participants into three groups. Every week, the participants kept a journal where they described in a single sentence five things they were either grateful for, the gratitude condition, or displeased with, called hassles. The neutral group simply described five events that happened to them during the week. This is the study. At the end of 10 weeks, the difference between the three groups showed participants in the gratitude condition felt much better. And I tell you that because I'm all about expressing gratitude. How about you?
This is your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, what do you think of Obama's program to help young black men?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and VandenHeuvel. What do you think of President Obama's personal, passionate involvement in a program he calls My Brother's Keeper?
I have a hard time finding any problem with this whatsoever. As you point out, President Obama has a unique credibility talking to these kids, and he can help set a tone in the culture here, which is I think is very important. So I hail it.
I think the president feels liberated as he heads into his second term. I think in that he's coming to do things he feels more emotionally about. He's been considered the cerebral president. You saw emotion at this event. And I do think it's interesting. I agree with much of what Rich said, but he's going to also come under attack in parts of the African-American community.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute, today with Katrina VandenHeuvel of TheNation.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Conversationally here, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Jennifer joins us later on, so that means you better stick around if you can do that to find out what it is that she's thinking about, the issues of the day. Here's a bipartisan bill that was introduced by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, which failed this week. They needed 60 votes to break a filibuster. This happened yesterday, actually. The Senate defeated a bill that was supposed to have overhauled how the Pentagon handles cases of sexual assault and rape. And one of the reasons this is a hot topic, you may have heard this week there is a military sexual abuse trial that could result in a general's court-martial. If you want to know more about it, here is a program that Kenny monitored, hosted by a fellow named Jay James, along with a lady named Jay Foyle. They talked to reporter Jim Krasula about this sex abuse trial.
We have another scandal in the United States.
Well, yeah, you know, when I read about this at first, I thought arrest. But no, this is the actual trial. So this particular brigadier general was arrested some time ago, Jeffrey Sinclair. The court-martial is underway.
Yeah, very, very unusual. Very rare. In fact, it's believed that 51-year-old brigadier general, a one-star, may be the highest-ranking officer ever court-martialed in the 238-year history of the Army on sexual assault charges.
That's not to say it hasn't happened, but he's the only one that's been arrested. Now, when was the arrest made? How long has this trial been in preparation?
A couple of years. And one of the interesting things, they did jury selection several months ago, and one of the reasons they did it that way, they broke it up, is in a military court of law, in a court-martial, the jury, or they're actually called panel members, have to be at least the same rank as that of the accused. So in this case, all of the jury members, the panel members, are at least one-star generals. This is really almost unprecedented for the military.
That's interesting, because that really is a jury of your peers, isn't it?
Very much so. And one of the things that will drag this court-martial out, they're talking the better part of this month for this case, is that many of those called to testify, Jane, will be generals, one, two, three, even a four-star general, amazingly. And a lot of these generals are overseas. They're deployed. So they're going to have to work around getting these guys back to Fort Bragg to testify.
Well, so if these panels are made up by your peers, at least one star or above, are there any women on the panel?
No, at this point, no. And they do not necessarily have to have a 12-person jury in this case. I think the panel, if I remember correctly, is comprised of about 8 members at this point. What is all of this centered on? Sexual abuse allegations against this one-star general relating to a 3-year affair with a female captain while he was commanding troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Jeffrey Sinclair has spent 27 years in the Army. He was deputy commander of the famed 82nd Airborne in Iraq and Afghanistan at the time of these alleged events. Now, his defense lawyers, Jane, readily admit that he had an affair with this woman. He's a married father of two. They say, yes, he had an affair, but it was consensual. And they also say that he's being made a scapegoat, if you will, in this, because of the Pentagon's effort to deal with this issue of sexual assault or sexual abuse in the military.
So what I'm trying to figure out is why this bill didn't get anywhere, Kenny, or it didn't get far enough. It's very interesting when you look at the bill that sort of surrounds this discussion, the whirlwind of controversy around this trial. The bill fell 5 votes short. The bill was supposed to overhaul how the Defense Department handled sexual abuse cases. So the final vote, which included backing, I'm looking at the senators, the Republicans, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and then, these are, I think, a lot of people think that because Rand Paul is as outspoken about some of the things that his father is, that he's a really extreme right-winger. I don't see that at all, frankly. As a matter of fact, when you compare him to McCain and some of the old hags that are in the Senate, like Carl Levin, a Democrat against it, John McCain, Republican against it, how do you not want to fix what is a very serious problem in the Pentagon, in the military? So I'm with the people who want to deal with this, Senator Gillibrand and Cruz and Rand Paul. Good for them for getting on the bandwagon on this thing. It's a disgrace. It is. It's a disgrace. And it's disgraceful for people to get in the way of trying to fix the problem, I think. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. Let's now spend a little time speaking about bills. Laws were into the bill department. What bills have been moved forward this week? What bills have lost ground? Here is a fellow host named Jason Ranch, who's got Congressman Dave Reichert on his program about a bill that bans the use of welfare benefit cards at stores that sell marijuana. See if you agree with this.
The bill is called the Preserving Welfare for Needs, Not Weed Act. I was under the impression that this was already illegal. Is that not the case?
It is not the case. I think some people may be thinking about a piece of legislation that was passed in 2012, and that requires states to prevent welfare recipients from accessing their cash benefits electronically in liquor stores, casinos, and the famous strip clubs. I think that's what people remember. But now that we are legalizing marijuana in Washington and Colorado, we need to add pot shops to the strip clubs, casinos, and liquor stores.
And we're talking about the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families benefits, the TANF card, is that correct?
TANF card, and it's, yes, uh-huh.
And so this is different from food stamps, so maybe if you can give us some context as to what exactly this is used for.
Well, it's used to buy food. And this is their welfare benefits. What the legislation does then is to prevent the welfare benefits from being accessed electronically in the marijuana dispensaries. So states would have to, number one, ensure that welfare recipients can't withdraw cash at ATMs located in pot shops, or number two, use their welfare benefit card to pay for any other items in pot stores or any paraphernalia. Or three, states would have to say, states would have to say that their plan, what their plan is, and that HHS here in D.C. would have to audit those plans. And if the states don't comply with preventing people from spending their cash in the pot stores, then there is a chance that the states could lose a percentage of their welfare funds.
So obviously the question, whenever we come up with legislation like this, is one, is it currently a problem, or is it addressing a potential problem? And so what is the answer to that?
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we've done is since Colorado is already operating some pot shops, they've already had some experience there, and they're sort of tracking this. So in January, their initial look at this problem discovered that there were $5,000 in transactions and welfare benefits that had been withdrawn at stores selling marijuana. So what I'm looking at, as you know, as an old police officer here, mm-hmm. is that this is the beginning of a problem, and we need to stop this before it gets any bigger. And I'm a firm believer in the Rudy Giuliani broken windows theories. You know, those little things matter.
Yeah.
And so we're going to address this right up front, because what we're really talking about here is a waste of taxpayer dollars. And whether it's minuscule or whether it's, you know, it's a large amount, we have a responsibility to make sure that doesn't happen.
You agree with all of that? 888-302-3684. What is our responsibility? We have a lot of things going on this week that require you to be a responsible adult, a responsible participant in what's going on in our country. One of them is the budget presented by the president for the next fiscal year. You know, there hasn't been a budget really for years and years and years, but every year president sends to Congress what he deems in a proposal to be necessary spending. So there is included in this budget for the next fiscal year about $4 billion in discretionary funding of civil works programs, Army Corps of Engineers doing a number of things. There are priorities, and then there are priorities, I guess, right? The budget continues the administration's emphasis on maintaining the nation's coastal channels and inland waterways, reducing flood risks. One of the things Roberta Fasinelli, who's part of this program, says about New Orleans is that the Katrina disaster was one of the best things that ever happened to the city, because they rebuilt a lot of the areas that really were run down on federal funds. But when the Army Corps of Engineers looked at the levees, they decided to rebuild them as they were. A lot of people have been very critical of that. But in general, these people, this is not a part of the budget that people really focus on, but yet it's important for government services. I think the trend is that people expect more and would like to have more of these sorts of civil works projects. What about you? What do you think the priority in the budget ought to be? 888-302-3684. One of the criticisms is that part of the budget is aimed at making it easier for young people to collect and not have to work. You're going to scrutinize these bits and pieces here. What happens in America when we are sort of picking this apart? Republicans say one thing, Democrats say another. Maybe we've got a few comments in the wings on that. So if you have a budget comment, 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm American Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Master, Wisconsin.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
It's time to spring clean your diet. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Eating healthy can be simple and affordable. Kickstart better habits with high-quality food at low prices with the new Aldi-exclusive Simply Nature line. It features food made with only all-natural or organic ingredients. Here's a tip from Aldi Advisory Council member, registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward.
This spring, clean up your diet by stocking up on simple and fresh ingredients that can be added to everyday meals. For example, I always have a bag of Simply Nature organic baby spinach on hand. This flavorful and versatile power food can liven up almost anything. Blend in soups and smoothies, stir in almonds and pastas, or chop up and whisk into salad dressings. Sprucing up your diet can also be affordable. At Aldi, I can find endless nutritious foods and produce at a fraction of the cost.
To help you eat healthier, Aldi stores offer nearly 70 varieties of fresh produce, including organic selections. Take a fresh look at Aldi by visiting Aldi.us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
888-302-3684. The budget as proposed this week. One of the big items of conversation, a lot of talk radio programs. Here's Emily in Washington, thinks we're spending too much time blaming and pointing fingers and not enough time getting things done when it comes to budget priorities.
You know, we could spend all day pointing fingers and blaming the president, blaming the Democrats, blaming the Republicans. But really where we're flawing here is we're not looking at the root of our problems. And one example I can cite is we spend a lot of money on healthcare. Tons. Well, if we maybe refocused and realized we're spending money on healthcare because we have a lot of sick people and worked on preventive healthcare, better nutrition, nutritional education, for example. I mean, I can go on. This is what I do for a living, that we wouldn't spend so much. Secondly, I graduated college in 09 with a bachelor's. You know, $70,000 in debt to start. I'd be lucky to get a $22,000 job, you know, professional one that had benefits. That's not going to pay my bills and rent in a car. Okay, so they tell me to go back to school and further get more in debt, and we're training 10 times as many teachers as we need a year and 10 times as many lawyers we need a year. A root of our problem is we need to redefine ourselves as a country. I mean, in fact, we are not an industry country anymore. We're not a service economy anymore. We have to redefine ourselves as Americans. What are we going to be?
Hi. Let's give a listen to Brian, who's calling in from Tennessee.
Doesn't matter what he puts into the budget, it's not going to get passed. They don't want to do anything. The big corporations want to take control of everything. I'm a Republican. I'm in Tennessee. I'm in a very conservative area. Conservatism is not what it was under Eisenhower. It has completely flopped to the very wealthy. You got 140 people in the top 1% that owns more than 150 million people on the bottom. This has to stop. The polarization has to stop. And the only way it's going to happen is if the people will unite together between party lines. Unless they do that, they have won. We will never get anywhere. We won't have jobs. Capitalism. When you're in capitalism, you have to spend money to make jobs. We have no money no more to make jobs.
All right, interesting comments, and that's what we're interested in, talking about the facts, and then you give us your comments here on Good Day. 51 after the hour.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The good stuff rises to the surface. Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's Shelley Palmer, who comes to us every day with a different report on something important from the world of technology that usually affects a lot of people in the main. Today he's going to talk with you about Samsung releasing its newest flagship phone, the Galaxy S5, which is something apparently that's been ordered for me, and I'll be able to have access to it, Kenny, next month. So it's how long it'll take me to learn how to use this is probably the $24 question, but I'm going to bite the bullet. Maybe you'll want to as well. We'll find out what Shelley's got going here as far as information is concerned just a moment on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, iPads have advanced to the point where they can do most things a full computer can do. Certain things, like photography and photo editing, are still better left to a computer, but if you're a photo hound and want to give up your laptop forever, it's not impossible to make the switch. Here's what to do. To offload photos directly from your camera, Apple accessories like the iPad Camera Connection Kit or Lightning to SD card reader will let you move photos directly onto your iPad. Storing them can be tough, though, even if you shell out for a top-of-the-line 128GB iPad. To keep all that data organized and keep free space on your tablet for apps and other documents, cloud services like Dropbox or Amazon Cloud Drive can do the trick, as can home-based cloud networks and networked attached storage devices. Finally, photo editing will always be better on a computer, but apps like iPhoto and Adobe Photoshop Touch offer decent options for touching up your photos. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
Shower caps are in hotel showers so you can keep your hair dry, but I find it difficult to wash my hair while wearing one. Hotel concierge is a French word. When I need a .com for booking hotels, I go to hotels.com. It's on the internet at hotels.com.
Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
To unleash excitement at snack time, Frito-Lay and Skylanders are joining forces to help families create fun and special family moments. Here are some details on that from Brian Osich.
You already know Stealth Elf, Chop Chop, and Trigger Happy, but there's a new Skylander waiting to be named. And this time, you have a say. Frito-Lay's Christine Allen.
For the third year, Frito-Lay is teaming up with Activision to bring fun to the snack aisle. And now we're giving consumers the chance to choose a name, a new Skylander that will appear in the next Skylanders game coming out later this year. Go to Frito-Lay.com/Skylanders to vote and name your favorite. We can't wait to see all the creative names that families come up with.
Beyond naming the new Skylander, the winner will receive a $100,000 scholarship. That's a great prize for the lucky winner.
To celebrate the promotion, look for specially marked Frito-Lay variety packs, available for purchase nationwide at retailers while supplies last. They include coupons for select Skylanders products and details on the voting phases of the promotion. And this spring, the deal includes a $5 off coupon for a Skylanders Swap Force starter pack.
No purchase necessary to win. For more, go to Frito-Lay.com/Skylanders. That's Lifestyles from Frito-Lay.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Pretty interesting videos of the week at DougStefan.com. There's one of the runners at a marathon in San Jose taking a detour around the race this last weekend to shake the...
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipe Lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's www.BrightsideBend.com.